Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Mark and Matt Harris, the Tastemakers, right here on LA Talk Radio.
Good morning from Saint-Tropez to Madrid, Spain, to Lisbon, Portugal, to Santa Fe, New Mexico. We are the Tastemakers, and happy Tuesday morning to you on this gloomy, depressing day, eh, Mark?
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening to our listeners around the globe. And you're right, Matt, we return to L.A., and it's not your typical L.A. day that people think about. It's dark, dreary, cloudy,
gloomy,
overcast,
depressing,
cold. And rain is imminent.
Yeah, I mean, we just came back from New York last night. We'll get into that shortly. But it was a absolutely picture-perfect, gorgeous, beautiful day yesterday in Manhattan, wasn't it? Is that
in Manhattan,
the same way?
Yeah, it was. You know, regardless, and I've said this before, regardless of how cold the day is, as long as the sky is blue and
yep.
clear and fresh and crisp, it's an uplifting day. It could have been, zero yesterday, and it would have been great.
Yeah, but I think it was 25 or 24. For us, and for us, it's 60 today, I think, right now, and it was cold just walking in here. So yesterday, walking down Park Avenue, and it was 25. We couldn't walk more than probably half a block before we had to jet in someplace. But again, we'll get into that shortly. Lots on the table to discuss today, but of course, it's got to start off with this miserable day. But probably
miserable for sure.
Nine out of ten days we broadcast, Mark. It's gorgeous. Gorgeous.
And now it's depressing.
Yeah.
I'm getting depressed just thinking
yeah,
about this.
Just no kidding.
I mean, well, I hate it. I got my top up even today. It's so cold.
Yeah, but usually, you know, in the past, Mark, you've had the top down when it's
I know,
been raining.
But it's,
not pouring,
it's just
but
one of those
raining.
Dreary days that having the top down does nothing for me.
Yeah. Well, like I said, there's a lot on the table to talk about today, so we'll start
Let's
off
start
our
it.
Show
Let's
like
do it.
We do every Tuesday with wishing some happy birthday to some celebrity people out there today. So,
great.
Dolly Parton. Happy
wow.
birthday to you. She is?
I'd say she's 72.
Very close. Usually you're within 2 years, Mark. 2 years. 69. She's 69.
Wow.
She is 69. Paula Deen, one of our...
We've met
one
her.
One of our former, I don't want to say clients, but she's been involved with one of our events. Paula Deen.
Okay, I'd say she's 74.
68. A
wow.
year younger than Dolly Parton.
Huh.
Edgar Allan Poe, he's been gone a long, long time. But if he was with us today celebrating his birthday, he'd be 207.
207, huh?
207. Janis Joplin died in 1970 of a drug overdose. She'd be 73 today if she was still around.
She would still be young and performing.
How
at
about
that
this?
Age.
Jean Stapleton.
Yeah, Edith Bunker.
I was blown
family.
Away when I saw her age, Mark. How old do you think she'd be if she was still alive today?
I'd say she'd be 80.
93.
93?
Gene
Stapleton?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Desiernis Jr.
He'd be 100.
Desiernis Jr.
Mm.
Oh,
Junior.
Junior.
Yeah. Okay. He'd be, let's see.
62 today. 62.
Okay.
62. Katie Sagal from...
Married with Children.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah.
And Guns of Anarchy. She's 61 today. She looks good for 61. Some of these people are good. How about Michael Crawford from Family Opera?
Well, boy, he's got, let's see, because it's been on Broadway. What did I just say the other day? 23 years?
Yeah.
So 23 years. He originated that in London. So he would have been 30, 50, 64.
73.
Oh.
How about rapper Zero?
Oh, that's right. You know, as a matter of fact, go back to Michael Crawford. He was in Hello Dolly back in 69. Yeah.
Wow.
So, okay. Yeah,
rapper Zero. He's 38 today.
Sounds like a zero.
How about Epic Lago? YouTube star, Mark.
YouTube another star. YouTube star. Right?
Epic Lago.
I like that name. That's cool. Epic Lago.
Yeah,
he's 22.
You'd figure he'd be 30. He's 38. I guess he must have been a late bloomer.
Wow.
And Robert E. Lee.
General Robert E. Lee?
General of the South.
Well, let's see. He'd be, let me see. He was born
He's in Edgar Allan Poe's neighborhood.
1790. Okay. 210.
210 exactly.
Huh? Okay. Mm-hmm. This sounds like a show. Name the age. The way we do this every week.
Yeah. I mean, some of these are pretty interesting, though, Mark. That's why I incorporated not only just the celebrities incorporate people that have come and gone and have passed 100 years ago, and then incorporate Viners, YouTubers, and...
It's an eclectic mix of people.
Just like our show.
The Tastemakers.
Just like our show.
WLATalkRadio.com every Tuesday at 11 a.m., Channel 2.
Yeah, so where do you want to start, Mark? I mean, do we start with the Oscars? Do we start with Sundance? Do we start with this weekend?
Well, since the freshest thing in our minds, while we still can remember this stuff, let's start off with Miss New York USA... pageant, which happened this weekend.
As well.
Yeah. This is the second year that we've judged Miss New York USA, Miss Teen USA, but we just flipped it. Last year I did teen, Matt did Miss, so this year, you know, you can't do the same ones back to back.
Yeah, it works out really, really well. Like Mark said, they flip us. There's two of us, you get two for the price of one, basically. One of us does Miss, one of us does teen, and then we switch back and forth.
In Miss New York, we judge about 10 pageants, or about four or five pageants a year.
Yeah.
And New York is probably one of the best because there's California, which in our opinion is the greatest state in the union, the best city, Los Angeles, and right next to it is New York.
Yeah. They both compete, I think, for the greatest states in the union, plus the states with the best-looking women. And after participating this weekend, Mark, it's safe to say that New York is – hey, all the pageants we work with, all the states that we participate in, of course, it's full of beautiful women. But New York and California seem to really stand out. So a wonderful weekend, lots of competition, smaller amount for the teen. I think it was only 54, and it was 190, I think, for the Miss.
No, the Miss were 150.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
The total was 199 or something.
Oh, the total,
like that.
Yeah. So three times as many as I had to judge. So my job was easy compared
to
yours.
For our listeners around the world who don't understand how this whole panel, this whole judging thing goes, it starts off after you check in and meet everybody.
The process.
Is the interview process. And the interview, there are points for the interview. So it's a day spent with the girls coming into the interview room with the judges, and we attack them with questions, miscellaneous questions. You know, what would you do if you were picked the next Miss New York USA? If you'd have a chance to meet anybody living or dead, who would it be?
Information or question. We question them from the bios.
And you
got
2 minutes.
They provide us each with a bio as well, so we know a little bit about the girls.
You got 2 minutes to bombard these lovely ladies.
And there's anywhere from 5 to 7 judges. And
yeah.
So that's a lot of questions coming at them, but it gives you an opportunity to get up and close with them. And a lot of them seem intimidated. A lot of them seem scared and nervous, but a lot of them are return pageant contestants.
Yeah, they're professional pageant women. They've done this for 1 year, 2 year, 3 years, 4 years, some of them their whole life since they were little girls.
Speaking of that, the winner of the new Miss New York USA 2016, Serena, how do you pronounce your last name? Bukaj?
I think it's Bukaj.
Serena, if you're listening, I hope we're pronouncing your last name correctly.
B-U-C-A-J.
But now this was her first. I remember her from last year. We judged last year. I remember her from last year. And there were a couple other contestants in the pageant that also were returning. But this was her fourth time in a row.
Wow.
So just like Marilyn, we did Marilyn earlier this year. Christina Denny, she participated last year. She was runner-up?
Yeah.
No, she was in the top 3.
No, she was the runner-up 2 years ago.
And she came back and she won.
Yeah.
So
I guess the homage that is, if at first you don't succeed, try again, really works.
Yeah.
But, I mean, you know, it's a difficult job when you've got 150 beautiful women to look at. But you take everything into consideration. You take into their looks, their poise, their question, the swimsuit, the gown, the walk, their attitude, the personality, the way they tilt their head. I mean, there's a lot involved in picking the perfect one. That's why usually 99.9% of the time you have exactly just that, the perfect one of the bunch.
I think
we all agree that Serena Bukaj was the pick.
Yeah, I definitely think she. Yeah, it worked out well.
And what about the Miss? What about the teen? Who do we congratulate for the teen?
The teen, we picked Natalia Torero.
No, I like that name, Natalia.
Yeah, Natalia.
Got a cosmopolitan sound.
And like
I
said, this was a little easier because there's only 54 girls to choose from. Of course, the higher number you go, it gets that much more difficult. But I think we made the right decision. I mean, we have 5 judges, so my vote was 20%, as was yours. But
on another note, Matt, no ticket required for tomorrow night. We just got that email.
Fantastic. So, we'll get into that in a little bit. Mark and I were invited to a big-time gala event on Thursday. Anyhow, congratulations again to Natalia Torero and Serena Bocage.
And, like and a, to big make a big shout out to Deb and Cindy for, again, throwing a great event.
Yeah.
A big shout out to Jim Donovan and Lynn for hosting a great event.
Yeah, they are a great pair.
Yeah, I think, you know,
the pros.
A big shout out to Dana Rosengard for being a great
chair.
Yeah. Or director.
And I got to say, Mark, the music is great.
Yeah, that's a good vibe.
For a Deb Miller, a Cindy Provost pageant, the music is great. Stage looked fantastic. You know, Jim made a note of that too at the
very
start.
Very colorful, bright.
He says, you know, hey, thanks for the, I forgot the name of the production company that did it, but that was great.
Yeah.
But when you put that together, we did
and
one.
And then you throw the band there. Paul Childers
yeah,
in the.
Big shout out to the band. I think the girls like them too. They interact really good. They were like superstars. You saw, we were in the bar afterwards. See all these girls, not pageant girls, but see all these girls that were coming up to me. I don't know if they were like groupies or just big time fans, but they were like smothered with all these women.
Well, that's a thing when you're in a rock group. Everybody loves you, right?
Yeah. Good. I mean, the last time we saw them, there was four in the band. Now there was three. They got rid of the
keyboard. They're adjusting.
Yeah, they're adjusting.
Yeah. And he's based in Nashville, I think.
Did we
get a website for him? Do we want to do a shout-out for his – do we have a group?
I'm sure we have it in here, Mark.
You mean in the
program?
Here?
Yeah.
Yeah. So I mean, if he's
here, we go, Mark. Yeah.
All right. Let's do a shout out for Paul Childers and the Black Tie.
Paul Childers and the Black Tie Affair.
I like that name too.
Yeah, and I like the logo with the guys with the tuxedos or the black ties. That's what it is, the black ties. But we met his management team for the first time. That was Melissa. I can't pronounce
it. Is it there?
Varelio.
Okay.
Yeah, so at the Alpha Agency in Nashville. So big shout-out to them. Again, every component of this pageant was fantastic. Tough competition, beautiful women, great chair, great hosts, great
venue.
And
also, let's thank the Westchester Renaissance for hosting this thing. It was a great hotel. There were no problems with anybody. The food was great at the Hive. The breakfast buffet, and that's another thing we got to do is I got to get back. I haven't gone to the gym yet this morning.
Boy, did we eat, Mark, or did we eat?
The eating that went on, breakfast, lunch, and dinner, and then the snacks and the after parties and alcoholic consumption. I mean, it was a party on our side as well. But the Renaissance was great. The protection staff we had bodyguards were with us at the event.
Everything was fantastic.
It was picture perfect. I mean,
the only thing that wasn't
great.
Fantastic about the weekend, Mark, was taking only 4 hours and 40 minutes to get to New York and taking 6 hours and 20 minutes to get back.
It was a long flight
now,
to get back.
I don't know what the physics are behind this or how that works, going from east to west, west to east, but how are we flying west and it's taking 4 hours and 40 minutes and we're coming back home nonstop?
I just got word we did pronounce the last name right. So I feel good about that.
That's nice to know that Serena is listening.
Especially with you, the way you bumble things sometimes.
Oh, the way I bumble things.
And
it was a pleasure meeting Serena's mom, too. She came up to us immediately afterwards. Always like that. You know, sometimes you don't get that type of effect. But glad that we had the opportunity to win the mom. And congratulations again. You've got a great year. We keep on going back and forth with
And if you are in L.A., I think Matt mentioned this earlier, we're always doing events here in L.A. We're always meeting, greeting, networking, doing events, hosting events. Let us know ahead of time. When you're in town, we're taking you out.
Yeah,
so,
you're going
to
have.
Well, we're taking you out for a professional
you're
lunch
have a
or
super
a professional
busy,
dinner. That's what
super
I mean.
Busy year. But if you happen to be in town during Emmy Week or Oscar Week, we also host a wonderful event. And we've had.
We host our Emmy event in September.
And we've had.
Nia Sanchez. We just had her a couple. Well, we had her. We met her. We saw her again a couple weeks ago at an event we attended. And then she attended our Oscar event.
She won the Miss Nevada pageant, which we crowned her. And then she went on to win Miss USA. So, Mark and I love to say we had a little bit to do with that. But she's been to several of our events, plus Miranda Fenzau, former Miss Illinois.
And also Maybelline, former Miss California.
Yeah. So
and then,
keep that in mind,
we keep the beauty queens in our pocket
maybe,
out here in Southern California.
Maybe not this year, because I'm sure that the pageant's going to have you plastered with events, but keep us in mind when you're out. Stay in touch, and
we always like to entertain. So back to that flight, JetBlue. It was a great flight. I like they got this thing called the Marketplace. You could help yourself to snacks throughout the entire flight, which is great.
Next to Virgin, it's the best.
I think so.
Virgin's
yeah.
just a little cooler, but then it's JetBlue. But like you said, the Marketplace was fantastic, and it was excellent spending the entire day. In a breezy, chilly Manhattan yesterday, we made a stop at the Trump Tower because Mark had to get a a shirt for a T-shirt for his son.
Who loved it, by the way. He loved it. He's traveling to Harvard and Duke this weekend. He's visiting some of his college buddies at Harvard and Duke, and so he wanted to have that shirt. It was a surprise. He wasn't expecting
it. Did he try it on? How'd it fit?
He didn't try it on, but it looked like it was the right size, and everything's good for him. So,
beautiful day in New York yesterday. I think it's supposed to start.
Well, I was surprised about Manhattan. I think that's the first time I've been in Manhattan where it was so light as far as people, traffic. I guess because it was a holiday. We were there on a holiday.
So banks are closed. Federal buildings are closed. Who else is closed? Libraries are closed. Who else is
closed?
Post office, I guess.
It was like somebody dropped a neutron bomb. The buildings were there, but the people were gone.
One of the good things about that was that also, Mark, it was just a short trip to the airport. It only took us like 30 minutes to get there.
Right. We were there in a half hour.
Yeah, there was no traffic, which is fantastic. And oh, wow, could have used another
You know what
days.
I do miss out? That because we only had such a short time, I wanted to get the New York Post to read.
Yep.
I didn't.
Yep.
I wanted to get the warm nuts to eat. I didn't.
Yep.
I wanted to get a hot dog from a hot dog vendor. I didn't.
Yep.
But because we have to maximize the time we've got when we're there, we're doing this, doing that, going there, going here. Didn't have time for all that stuff, right?
Yeah, well, you can't cover everything.
Yeah.
Jumping to the next topic, how about Sundance? Sundance Film Festival starts this week, and
starts Thursday. It's opening night, but everything doesn't really start kicking until Friday.
Yeah, the 10-day event.
Friday, Saturday, and Sunday is like the time to go.
Yeah. We haven't been for the last 3 years, but we're making a return this year for the first time. We didn't go the last 2 years because we were filming Storage Wars.
Yep.
And unfortunately, when you're filming that show, they only let you know you're filming the day before. So even though we were set, planned, ready to go, the night before we get the call.
We weighed the situation, Sundance or Storage Wars, and we thought, well, Sundance is going to be there next year, the following year. So, but Storage Wars, if asked, we shall be there.
Yeah, I remember the producer said, one of the producers, I forgot which one it was that said that, he says, like you just said, Sundance will always be there. This is going to be great for you guys. You're going to be walking down the street. You're going to be going here, going there. People are going to recognize you. So that's been good. So we made the right choice. So we're making a return this weekend.
A triumphant return.
And it looks like it's snowing, but not crazy snow. In fact, Friday,
crazy cold either.
I think it's 41 degrees.
41?
41 degrees. So
That's 20 degrees more than it was in Manhattan yesterday afternoon.
So we should have no problem.
Yeah.
No problem. We just got our party list today. So
called The Grid.
Called The Grid, which has an outline and overview on all the events. And it looks pretty good. So we have to start.
Yeah, it looks like snow and 31 on Sunday. I didn't know it snowed when it was 31.
Snow and 31.
Yeah.
Huh.
And snow on Saturday at 38.
38?
Yeah.
That must mean snow flurries.
Yeah,
you know,
okay.
Cold enough to. Look at that jet out there. That looks like he's going kind of crazy. Is that?
Yeah, it looks. Well, that's a.
Well, we're near the private airport out here at Van Nuys Airport,
which we'll be attending this event tomorrow night, or not tomorrow.
Thursday night.
Thursday,
yeah.
Right.
But, yeah, looking forward to the parties
prestige
and events.
Here.
You know, we love doing Sundance, but I got to say, believe it or not, it's the Sundance Film Festival. People are attending, or you would think they're attending for the film.
Well, they're attending to sell their films.
Yeah.
And while you're there, you're
and
viewing
there's
films.
Tons of movies. And since as long as we've been going, I think we've seen two movies.
You're right. We have seen only two movies.
Basically to network, attend parties.
That's it. Network and have parties.
And if we could squeeze into a movie, that's fine. But the lines are always long.
Yeah. The lines to get the tickets are long. And then the lines to get into the theater are long.
Then you have to get there early. You know, we prefer just going and doing the intermingling. We got invited to a couple gifting suites. So always nice to attend those. And speaking of that, let's see. Let me pull up this about the power industry.
Oh, the big one that we're associated with.
Yeah. Let me get some information.
This is a great one. It's sponsored by a couple of great guys, and you're going to get all that information. And great location. If you have not been to Park City or the Sundance Film Festival, the best place to be is on Main Street. Main Street it's a quaint little street in a quaint little town, and it's not a big street, but to have your event, your lounge, your party, your social gathering, your networking event on Main Street, it's the place to go. And we've been to events off Main Street, way off Main Street, up in the Deer Valley, throughout the town, which is great. But if you're attending something on Main Street and you could just park your car or get dropped off and just visit one event, go to the next. It's kind of like the Golden Globe parties that happen directly after the Golden Globe, all taking place in the Beverly Hilton Hotel. So you don't have to worry about getting up and driving around here and there. You just go one. Another one, right?
Yeah. Well, geez, I got all these press releases here, Mark, and I'm just trying to get through some of them and read these right here. So with that, I guess we don't want to give up.
What's the name of the event?
Well, you know, it's Power and Industry Independent Filmmakers Lodge. It's going on for four days. We won't give the location. It's by invitation only. But
yeah, we don't want everybody knocking
on the doors. We don't want to say, we're just here to just say we've got a friendship partnership, collaboration, or with the guys
affiliation.
Over there. They always treat us really, really well. And big shout out to them. And this is what I've been reading the last 3 or 4 weeks, Martin. This is the lounge.
It's the preeminent
event.
There's
other gifting lounges. There's Carrie Feinstein, and there's a couple other ones and so
forth.
Don't
list the names of the other guys.
Right.
That
but from what I'm hearing and reading the last couple weeks, this is the one to see and be seen.
Yeah.
You know, whether you need a drink, a warm cup of coffee, just a spot.
New York Bagel or New York Film.
Are they still there this year, or something?
They're always with bagels on Main Street.
The New York Film, is it not the New
Film
York
Association
film
or Partnership? No, not the Film School. Mm. It's the City of New York Film.
So, but this is so much more than just a gifting suite. We just go in, get gifted, and hit the road. You know, they got a screening room.
There's entertainment going on.
And food, beverage, and just a great place to hang out when you just need to unwind and you're connected. Looking forward to dropping in and having a good time.
Sundance is fun. 3 days and events every day, all day, morning, noon, night, evening, partying, eating, drinking, socializing, networking, watching movies, selling movies.
And everybody, what I love
guerrilla marketing.
Guerrilla marketing, yeah. Guerrilla marketing is prohibited, I believe. Is that correct?
How are they going to stop a car driving down the street that's got a big old sign that says Hint Water, free bottles of water, and they're passing out? Or they could stand in a corner with a Monster Energy drink and start handing it out. That's not illegal. You cannot not say you can't stand in a corner. That's guerrilla marketing in Sundance. So
I like it. It's gotten out of hand. I know how it originated with just the films, and it's grown to this and evolved to this and morphed into that, and it's all about the marketing and so forth now. But they're making it even tougher for the people who are hosting events. Even reading about the Power and Industry Independent Film Lounge, all these different permits they had to get. There's all these restrictions.
Yeah.
If we wanted to have a gifting suite or whatever on at Joe's home, you need some special permits.
Yeah, you do.
Why
not,
is it that?
Not only that, each individual brand in the old days, the brands would just have to participate. They would pay the host of the event to participate. Now, the city of Park City wants those individual brands inside those individual gifting suites. They each have to pay an additional fee or tax to the city of Park Avenue, I got New York on my mind, the city of Park City, special fees and taxes and licensing things, where in the old days, all you did was you paid the main guy, the host of that, the Wild Creations gifting suite. Those brands in our gifting suite in the past never had to pay additional fees on top of that. But now Park City wants more.
It's almost crazy. So kudos and congrats to Power and Industry for making it happen. And it looks like even on a larger scale than ever before.
Yeah, I think this is they're topping off. This is where they've
– too bad we don't ski, we don't snowboard, and
we don't participate in cold weather sports. We barely participate in regular sports, let alone cold weather sports.
I'm not even sure we do participate in regular sports.
You make a good point. We had a membership to the Toluca Lake Tennis Club, Tennis and Athletic Club, for 6 months, I guess. Unfortunately, I don't think we went once.
We didn't,
because our schedule just didn't really permit it.
And it was hot it was a hot summer, and it just seemed like whenever we kind of wanted to go, we thought, let's wait till it gets cooler in the evening or whatever. It was a hot summer, but it's kind of a shame that we didn't get a chance to take care of it, but hopefully
we've got a new membership, so hopefully we can do that the next 6 months.
And this is the weather to go in, too.
Yeah.
So anyhow, that's it for Sundance. Looking forward to it. And the list. You know what I get a kick out of, Mark? At every event, from what I remember, there'd be a long list of people, and everybody's up there. I'm on the list. Everybody's on the list. How does everybody get on the list? And then half the people that are in line, they're not on the list, but they're just trying to get in anyhow by saying they're on the list.
Well, there's always a good chance by the time you get up to the front, especially if you're a good-looking girl. I think they have the best chance to get up there. But if you act like you belong, you look like you belong, you are good-looking, you have the smarts to get there, you may have the smarts to
get
inside.
And the gift of gab. And sometimes you could dazzle them. Hey, we should do that in the old days. I don't even know how we got into these, like 5 years ago, how we got on these lists.
Again, I just got done saying, if you have the look, you make it seem like you belong, you have the gift of gab, you can bamboozle.
Speaking about the look that you belong, how about that green Lamborghini that was parked out? outside of the...
I want to know who had that Lamborghini.
If you're listening out there, if anybody is listening to the show today and attended the pageant the other day and saw that green Lamborghini parked outside in the snow, who owned it?
The phone number to call in if you know who has that car is 818-602-4929.
I got to know.
Yeah, because it was cold.
Yeah.
It was a Sunday night. It was snowing.
And you don't see
those Lamborghinis in that part of town that
often.
And
I'm not sure if I'm driving a Lamborghini if I'm driving it in that weather.
I don't know. Did we know that there snow was coming that night?
I don't think we did.
Yeah, so maybe they didn't know either.
But that was crazy. But we posted a nice picture of us with it, and it's out there. Check out our Facebook, and you'll be able to see. And speaking of Lamborghinis or Ferraris or Jaguars or what have you, Mark and I have been invited to an event on Thursday night by Prestige.
At the Van Nuys Airport.
Yeah, and it is celebrating their company, and it's a launch party for some other brand.
Now, the invite,
there's a fashion show.
One invite, we got two different invites. One invite said cocktail attire.
Yeah.
The other invite said black tie.
Yeah.
So what is it?
You know what?
Are we just going to mix the two of them?
Well, you know, Mark, I think they're very, very close. The last event we went to that said cocktail tie, I think you Googled the definition, didn't you?
I did. So but I don't remember what the definition of
– But I don't want to wear a black tie. I know, because this is going to be it's not at a swanky place. It's a nice place that has a good Sunday brunch. But it's not like a swanky place. And then we're getting transported by way of Ferrari or Lamborghini or
No Rolls Royce?
Or Rolls Royce as well to the
headquarters of the jet company.
Where the private jet is for a tour. So I'm not quite sure – So that being said, so you don't want to wear a black tie. I'm not just going to wear like what I'm wearing today with a regular tie. Maybe I could wear a bow tie with a suit.
Or maybe we could wear the for instance, the Tom Ford jackets, right?
Yeah.
With dark slacks and then whatever shirt you want, like we wore that time at Deluxe. Remember we went to that party and went to the Gen Lux party afterwards?
Oh, with no ties.
Right.
Yeah, I see. Like the Tom
Ford
jacket.
But then again, cocktail attire doesn't that usually require a tie?
You have to have a tie.
Yeah, so this is going to be a game time decision.
Yeah, you're going to. If anybody wants to suggest something, and that actually we don't need a suggestion.
No, we can figure that one out ourselves.
But I'm not going to wear a black tie. That's for sure. But that's what I'm saying. Maybe a suit with a bow tie, a dark suit, maybe with a colorful tie.
Mm.
But anyway, this should be a great event. There's going to be a fashion show by Su Wang.
Yeah, it's beautiful.
Cocktails.
I think dinner's provided too.
Yeah, and they're also having. This didn't make any sense if I read it right. Acrobats.
Oh, I didn't see that part.
Yeah.
But I guess there's dinner, drinks, fashion show, entertainment,
and then exotic,
media wall, celebrities.
And then exotic transportation.
And valet parking provided by the host.
Yeah, and exotic transportation to get to the jets to tour, which we had the opportunity to do a couple months ago.
So it really has, this event is covering everything that makes it the ideal event to attend.
Yeah.
Right?
Looking forward to it. Let's see. Yep, that's Thursday.
Thursday night.
A meeting this afternoon, lunch, and another meeting tomorrow, and then Thursday evening is this thing, then Sundance on
the weekend
through Sunday and back on Monday. And then, geez, it's the latter part of January already.
Hey, so let's go over these Oscar nominations from the other day, right? Okay.
Yeah.
Some good ones and some bad ones. A lot of people are not – this
uproar.
Is what worries me now with the ratings come 5 weeks. A lot of the movies people never heard of. Carol, what's the other one? The Room. Those are two that I think most people don't even know of. And then you've got the Spotlight, which is nominated for a bunch, which just won the
Critics'
Choice Award, that I think also a lot of people don't know about it, you know?
Spotlight?
Yeah.
Yeah, these movies, you know, these are more film-type movies that go under the radar. They're not making a lot of money, like The Martian or what have you. But so that's why they fly under the radar. And they're more
which
like,
is the problem when it comes to viewers and ratings. When
yeah.
the show comes on, if people aren't familiar with the movies or the celebrities, I think out of the 20 people that are nominated, there are a lot that I know I don't know. So I'm sure a lot of people don't know.
Why don't you read off the best pictures, Mark?
I don't have the list in front of me.
Oh, I thought you – oh, okay.
No.
All right. I don't either, but The Revenant, okay. Which I saw, I loved it. I think that's going to win Best Picture, and Leonardo DiCaprio for sure for the best
– Well, The Revenant already won the Golden Globe for Best Picture, so they've already got a head start on that one.
Yeah.
But then the film critics chose the Spotlight.
Let me just read this. We just got something from Joyce here, two things from Joyce.
So anyhow, regardless of what's nominated – the Oscars. I always like watching it. It's Hollywood's biggest night, regardless of what's there. If Matt and I aren't attending a Oscar viewing party that day, or an Oscar party that night, we're home and I'm watching it all day. I'm watching all the coverage on the local channels, CNN, E. You know, everybody's covering something. So it's a great thing to. It's a great Sunday. So yeah. If you don't want to watch it, your loss. It's going to be a good show. A lot of people are complaining there wasn't enough color.
Like you said, Mark, I think, what do you call it? Rotten tomatoes or bad eggs or
whatever?
Sour grapes with Will Smith's wife. Come on.
You know, Will Smith's not saying nothing.
Yeah.
But the wife is.
I didn't see the movie. Now, granted, okay, I didn't see the movie, so I can't comment. But at the same time, the talent that's in there is a fantastic
pool. Talent.
And in my opinion, Will Smith, he was nominated for Ali, wasn't he?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I think he's been nominated a couple times.
He's a good guy. He's a pretty good actor. Again, I can't comment on Concussion, but he's a pretty good actor. But, I mean, I don't know if he's a great actor. And
if I was him,
Straight Outta Compton, I saw the movie. I liked it a lot.
Acting.
But that being said, the acting was pretty good. Well, I liked it a lot, but I'm not sure if that is an Oscar quality movie.
Okay, now I didn't see but Paul Giamatti's a great actor.
He was good. He was real good.
He wasn't nominated.
Right.
Right?
Yeah.
So this color thing, I think, has nothing to do with anything. I don't think it's irrelevant.
I mean, I
you nominate who you think is the best actor that year.
Yeah. Well, and they keep on saying, Mark, that everybody that's in the Academy, the average age is 67 and they're white.
They have nothing to do with it. So then basically these people that are saying, that are making the stink, are saying that the 6,500 members of the Academy are bigots or racists?
And here you go. I mean, like I said, I didn't see Concussion, so I can't comment on Will Smith. But I did see Straight Outta Compton. It was a really, really good movie. But again, I could come forward and say it didn't seem like a film that would be nominated for Best Picture.
Well, no, we're not talking about picture. How about the actors in there?
Right.
How was their performance as Best Actors?
Well, they're also talking about movies, too. You know, that was a...
Well, no, they're saying that there were 20 nominees for actors and not one of them was of color.
Yeah.
How were the people that acted in Compton? How was their acting?
Pretty good.
So you're thinking that...
I wouldn't say great, though. Not Academy Award nomination, no.
But what about Paul Giamatti?
He was good. Yeah, he's one of those actors that... But again, I don't think it was an Academy Award performance by Paul Giamatti.
Okay.
So
there you go.
So are those the only two movies that are complaining that... Oh, and then The Beast of Nation.
Netflix.
Yeah. And I can't comment on that either. But that dude, what's his name? He's got that interesting...
I don't know. But again, I don't know if Netflix movies are... I know Netflix has broken the barrier for Emmy and Golden Globe nominees.
Well, that's
I'm not
right,
sure
yeah.
if Netflix has broken the barrier for Best Picture or the Academy Awards, the Oscar.
And you know what I was reading yesterday, Mark? They said, here's how the Academy works. They knew they were going to shut out these black filmmakers and what have you. So that's why they chose to have Chris Rock host it. Because they're basically saying, if we have something against the African-American or Negro, why would we have a black host it? Hmm. Right?
I don't know. It's crazy. I don't think that's got anything to do with anybody. I think it's the Academy looks at a movie if it's the actors, and if they like it, regardless of color, race, or creed, they're going to get nominated. I think this baloney business about saying that there 6,500 members are racist, I think that's absolutely preposterous.
Did you hear Spike Lee talking about the last time he had a meeting at a studio, they treat him like if he was a janitor there?
I find that hard to believe. This looks like Zach Galifianakis that's walking in the lobby over there.
Yeah.
It might be, for all we know. But anyhow, I think that's preposterous. Spike Lee's been around for a long time. He's gotten a lot of his crap movies financed. If his crap can get financed, anything can get financed. So, first off, I think he's out of line saying stuff like this. And who's he kidding? He's got an Oscar. He got a special Oscar a few months ago for this year for an achievement award. Yeah. Once you get that Oscar, regardless of what you got it for, keep your yap shut.
Yeah.
We like Spike Lee. We like the fact that he supports his home basketball team and his home sports teams. He's got a great body of work. But you're not going to get an Oscar every year for everything.
Yeah.
Think of all the movies and all the people that are nominated every year.
Yeah.
Only a handful could win. Yeah. It's just like a beauty pageant. There's 193 girls on Sunday.
Yeah, you're
only
right.
Two can win.
One question I always like to pose to them, I go, you know, you guys all look beautiful. You all deserve to win. But unfortunately, there's only one that could win. So come back next year.
There's 1,000 movies every year that are out there that are made. And only a couple can win.
Yeah.
You know, so.
Well, on a sadder note, I hate to say it, but we lost Glenn Frey. So he's my favorite Eagle, always has been. man. What is it with the way these stars are dropping? I mean, David Bowie last week, Glenn Frey yesterday.
And he got some weird thing. It had something to do with arthritis.
He had surgery in October, and I heard he was in really bad shape. But I heard a month ago he was coming back from it. It was arthritis, then something else, and then pneumonia. But within a month, we had Natalie Cole, David Bowie, the dude from Motorhead. I apologize. I don't know your name. I get this, Mark.
Don't forget the guy from Alan Rickman.
Oh, right, yeah. But get this, Mark. The dude from Motorhead, he found out that he had cancer 2 days before he died of it.
That happens sometimes.
Yeah.
But see, he probably found out that it was confirmed.
Yeah.
He probably had been living with pain or something didn't feel right for months.
Right.
He didn't want to go to the doctor to check it out. Yeah. That happens.
Yeah. But anyhow, a lot of people, man, it's just they say they go in threes. So this is five in the last
if you call Motorhead one of them, I don't know.
Motorhead. Yeah. I couldn't even name a Motorhead song.
But I never heard of Motorhead.
We were on the plane, and the woman next to you said, she just started talking. She said, did you hear that Glenn Frey passed on?
Yeah, this was halfway into the flight. She just said, did you hear that he died? And I said, no, because she was on her phone with that
information. He had a small movie career, too. I loved him in Let's Get Harry. I mean, he was great in Let's Get Harry.
Let's not forget Miami Vice.
Yeah, well, Miami Vice, but as far as movies are concerned, I loved him in Let's Get Harry. But get out there and rent it if you can, and... The Eagles still, I wonder what's going to happen to him now, because that was the two of them that ran that show. But,
well, nothing's going to happen. It's going to be, it's done.
Probably going to be done then.
Yeah. I mean, for him to keep going in any capacity is silly.
The bad thing, the terrible thing is like Bowie waited to release this CD. He knew that was it for him, and this is the first number one album he ever had. The Eagles were nominated. They were supposed to be inducted into the Hall of Fame in October, and because of his illness, he didn't get a chance to make it, so they were going to push it back.
Same for the Kennedy Center Honors. They were listed this year, but they couldn't attend, so they didn't do anything for
That's terrible.
Terrible.
That's terrible. So sorry to hear that bad news, but...
Life is short. You have to live it for the moment. And
every day. How about the football playoffs this weekend? Boy, I tell you, I know I keep talking about it, but that Green Bay game was unbelievable. We only saw the last 5 minutes of the fourth quarter, I think.
Yeah, we were. What were we doing?
We were judging stuff. We were at dinner after the. Beauty after the.
By the way, that was a great restaurant. Do you remember what the name of it was? 682.
Sartorius 662.
Okay.
Yeah. Fantastic.
Yeah, in the city of Purchase, New York. It was great Italian. But they needed to have Frank Sinatra playing.
They had no music.
The banquet room we were in had no music.
Yeah, well, maybe they had it downstairs, but they had nothing.
I don't remember hearing it.
We were in a private room, and. Yeah, no music.
You've got an old Italian joint like that. You got to have Frank, Tony Bennett, Dean Martin. You have to have some Italian music playing.
Yeah, yeah, that's for sure. But it was a fantastic meal.
Parmesan. The drinks were flowing. The wine was flowing. Veal Parmesan was flowing. A great portion.
Healthy portion. I mean,
it was an enormous portion.
And this was after we all had like pizza for appetizer.
Oh, that's right. We had the hors d'oeuvres, the appetizer.
The calamari.
Antipasto salad. They take care of us, judges. They wine us and dine us and want to make sure that we're happy. And rested, too, because there's nothing in the crack of dawn. Nothing happens until the afternoon. So you could rest, eat.
Yeah.
Then
you have an opportunity, Mark, to look through your program. You want to make sure that even though after your day is done, your job duties are done, you want to make sure you're making the right decision because you're choosing a woman. You're going to change her life.
Yeah.
It only starts with the next year. It starts with the crown, but you will change her life. She'll have this to hold on to for her entire life. And so it's very important for us to take the time to research it and digest all this information.
It's a good program.
Yeah.
I like the program.
I just want to jump back to the football again because these games, I mean, we're only 2 weeks away from, two weeks away from the Super Bowl now. So the games this weekend, Arizona and Green Bay. We'll get into that in a second.
Arizona and Green Bay?
Yeah, this past weekend.
Oh, past weekend.
The Patriots and who did the Patriots just beat?
Who did they just beat?
Yeah, is it something?
Wow. Pittsburgh?
Pittsburgh, yeah. We didn't get a chance to see these games again because we were working. But the Patriots, they're my favorite to win the whole thing. They won by a touchdown over Pittsburgh. And I am very, very happy that the Carolina Panthers beat the Seattle Seahawks. I think we both agree on that.
Oh, yeah, like the Seahawks.
And then we saw the last 5 minutes of the Green Bay game. When we tune in, Green Bay was down, I think, by 10 points with 2 minutes to go. We just pulled in, Mark, and we were downstairs. In the lobby, having a quick drink before we went up to the little cocktail social
yeah.
that our team was having. And Ramirez says, that's it, let's go. There was less than 2 minutes left, and they were down by 7 or 10. And again, Aaron Rodgers, I think there was 30 seconds left, had the ball on the 2-yard line, threw like a 40.
It was the Chiefs. I just got a text from my son. Way to go, buddy.
Thanks,
way to go, Blake Harris.
Big shout out to Blake Harris.
He's
there.
Off to Duke and Harvard this weekend with his
Big
buddies
to
tear
Blake
up the
Harris.
Town. He's going to go into Boston,
Rada.
North Carolina. Where's Duke? North Carolina?
Yes.
I think Dana Rosengard went to North Carolina.
He did.
He? Yeah.
He does not like Duke at all. You know, he can't stand it. Well, if you went to North Carolina, you're going to hate Duke.
So Blake Harris is headed back east to experience the cold like he's never experienced before.
He's headed to Durham.
Durham.
Represent, buddy.
And Boston
represent.
And Cambridge and
anyhow,
Harvard.
Anyhow,
way to go, buddy. Thanks.
Back to these games. Again, the Packers start on the 2-yard line. Aaron Rodgers threw like a 60-yard pass. Anyhow, they ended up, he threw another like Hail Mary pass with 2 seconds to go. They caught in the end zone. It was the same thing that happened a month ago in Detroit. Fantastic. Made the comeback. Flipped the coin. However, the coin was not flipped. You saw, Mark. It was tossed.
Yeah, it was weird. It was a coin toss.
But that's
but
what they're saying. That's what they're saying now. It just is tossed. It doesn't have to flip. So Green Bay received the ball, and 2 plays later, the Cardinals scored a touchdown. And that fluke play that Larry Fitzgerald ran all across, unbelievable. It's the best way to win a game, worst way to lose a game. So 2 years in a row, the Packers lose on like a fluke play. So, but anyway, this weekend we got the Final Four. We got the Patriots playing Denver, -3.5 points. I think the Patriots are going to cover that easily.
What's the spread?
3.5, and they're going to on the road at Denver. I think they're going to cover easily. And then Carolina is playing Arizona. They're favored by 3. They'll win. I'm thinking by 6. I don't think it's going to be easy. It's going to be like a tough game. But
never easy.
I think Carson Palmer, the quarterback for the Cardinals, has
I thought he's got some sort of problem with
finger
him.
Issues
oh,
or
fingers,
something.
Okay.
So Carolina. So I'm Carolina against the Patriots. I think Patriots will be favored by 3.5 in the Super Bowl, and I think they win that game. So some fantastic games.
Wow.
There you have it, huh?
Should be good.
Yeah.
Should be good.
Yep.
Football at this time of the year is always exciting.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Fantastic.
We've got our Oscar suite coming up in 5 weeks, almost to the day. It's just a little five and a half weeks away. If there's any brands, sponsors, products, services that would still like to get involved in the Wow Creations Media pre-Oscar gifting suite, send us an email at wowcreationsmedia@gmail.com. It's going to be a great event.
I got one thing to say, Mark. Did they make the list? Did you
That's
make
it.
The list?
Did you make the list?
Did
it's
you
a
make
very
the list?
Elite group of people that get the invite to actually get to attend.
I posted something on Facebook the other day about that, and Marty Fowler, who's a
follower of ours,
a great follower of ours, yeah. He says, hey, great event, or you guys look great at this event, but hey, by the way, I don't think I made the
and
list.
You know what? Which is which would be a rare situation because Marty makes every list.
He makes every list
from
he,
San Diego to L.A.
He makes more attendances that
makes more event
make more appearances
gets, attends more events than we do.
Yeah, which is a tall order, but he's out there.
Yeah,
but that was funny. Did I make anyhow? Did you make the list?
Who knows? Maybe we'll let him come to the party. Right?
Yeah, sure.
We met him once in San Diego at the Del Mar. It was the Oberage.
I can't even remember the name.
Resort.
It was
after party from the opening day of Del Mar.
Del Mar. Speaking of Del Mar, I'm jumping over to polo. When does the polo season start?
It's got to be summer, right?
Yeah,
or spring.
I think it's May
or May.
Late
okay.
April, early May.
All right, I'm ready for that again.
Love,
I want to get going with the polo
opening,
schedule.
The San Diego Polo Club opening day. It's like fantastic.
Yeah, I love it.
Right.
Speaking about polo, while we were in Manhattan, you know, Ralph Lauren's got 2 restaurants, one in Chicago, which was the first one, and the second one opened up in New York about a year ago. So we were at the St. Regis yesterday having a cocktail while we were before our lunch, and it happens to be right across the street from the Ralph Lauren polo bar. So we wanted to go. We thought we'd have some lunch over there. We went over there. They only opened for dinner, which
yeah,
is a drag.
That's too bad. I was really counting on really kind of that. We did post a nice picture, though.
Yeah.
By the way.
Well, you didn't send that one to me, man. Send that one to me.
I'll do it right now.
Always got to send these pictures back and forth. You know, we're big in social media, whether it be LinkedIn, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. I guess more Instagram. My son Blake keeps saying you got to get more Instagram.
That's
and Facebook is
saying,
a tired
Mark,
thing.
That's
now.
What everybody is saying.
So
you know?
I guess we need to concentrate more on Instagram than we are on Facebook.
Yeah.
I guess.
Yeah.
Right.
Okay. Hey, how about, what are your thoughts on the Miss Columbia being on Steve Harvey's show this afternoon?
Well, that's great. I mean, first day was yesterday. It's a 2-day event. She was on yesterday. Again, it was a blunder. She's, you know, I thought it was neat that he had her on there and apologized again.
Did you hear how he said that he had death threats?
No, I didn't hear that.
All kind of death threats coming in from
Colombia. From the Columbia?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
What do they call that? The Colombian necktie?
Yeah.
Where they strangle you?
From Scarface, which, by the way, they're making a remake. Did you know that?
Everything's being remade. Yeah. You told me yesterday they're remaking King Kong again.
They slice. Yeah, well, it's not a remake. It's they're doing this King Kong and Skull Island because in 2019, Mark, they plan on doing a Godzilla King Kong movie.
Oh, no.
Yeah, but anyway, the necktie, is that where they cut your throat and they stick your tongue through it?
I'm not sure, but I remember they were talking about that when the O.J. Simpson murders took place. That was the Columbia necktie. Yeah.
Oh, it's, by the way, that movie's coming up pretty soon, isn't it?
Yeah, in a couple weeks. Or actually February 5th or maybe 3 weeks.
You know, the actors that are playing the actual real people are looking pretty good, I think.
Except I don't think Cuba Gooding Jr. is the right person for that.
I like him for O.J. a lot.
Yeah, and I don't.
The guy who's playing, what's his name? The black attorney.
Oh, boy, how about that? We can't even think of his name.
Even the guy
Johnny Cochran?
Johnny Cochran. Yeah, he looks good. The guy playing Kardashian, that's...
Skunkhead. From Friends.
From Friends.
Yeah, he looks good.
Looks good.
Marsha...
Mason. Clark.
Marsha Clark. That one looks good. She's from...
American Horror Story.
Yeah, she's good. Sarah Paulson.
Yeah, she looks... They all look... Is that like a miniseries?
John Travolta looks kind of interesting.
He looks kind of creepy.
Yeah.
He's got a creepy look about him.
Yeah, he does.
He may be a creepy type of a guy. I don't know.
Yeah.
But hard to believe we've never met him. We pretty much met everybody across the spectrum
Maybe he doesn't make the rounds. I never really see him at like parties or...
Plus he lives in Washington or in Florida, doesn't he?
Right.
Yeah, so...
So he doesn't... He's not out here in Hollywood unless he's filming, I guess.
He doesn't do the scene.
For the most part.
He doesn't do the scene. All right. So, what else is going on?
Well, again, like I said, what's coming up right now is our Oscar event in a few weeks, which is always a hoot. And we're working on that right now. What other events are we working on? Anything? Oh, we might be doing some for BET, right?
BET, Bobby Flay.
The BET we got a good awards gifting suite.
Bobby Flay. There's, a million food products and brands out there that always are interested.
So it's Beat Bobby Flay. As a matter of fact, it was just on a couple nights ago. So I don't know what night of the week it's on, but I just saw something that it was.
Believe it or not, I've only seen it once, but it's pretty entertaining.
Beat Bobby Flay on the Food Network. So we're always reaching out to get brands that might be interested in participating in that. Kentucky Derby is just a short 3.5 months away.
You don't say.
Right.
Is that
right?
Wait a minute.
Like, May 6th.
We're almost into February, March, April, May. Wow.
May 6th. Right. So it's 3.5 months away.
Holy mackerel.
So we're hoping to make a triumphant return to
Didn't hear back from the Barnsdale people. Well, she responded once.
Yeah. Well, that was just last week.
Yeah.
And then they had to do something or other. So, yeah. People aren't quick to reply and do things like we are.
Yeah. We're on. And the good thing there's two of us doing it, too, because whenever we get that text, email, or a Facebook.
Storage Wars is still on a hiatus, which is a great thing. We bump into Storage Wars fans everywhere. So we're at the Hive at the Renaissance the other day. We just come back from
the Hive
judging.
Is the restaurant.
Sunday night, right?
The Hive is the restaurant inside the hotel, by the way.
Yeah, we just finished judging, right? It was Sunday night?
Yeah.
So we just sat down.
Literally.
And here they come.
They were
loud and rambunctious.
They were having a good time. We'll just say that.
Loud and rambunctious.
And we were around a big group of people, and they came over. They wanted a photo with us, and Mark and I, always a comedy. Plus, we love it. I mean, we love it, and we're very...
They were unusually loud and rambunctious more than any other storage
fan. So they bought us a couple drinks, but then I thought they realized they must have... I mean, how they didn't realize we're with this whole group of people was like they were almost isolated to just the two of us, and the tone of their voice was getting... Like I said,
they may have been drinking for hours by the time we got there. Because we got there, what time did we get there? 9:30, 10 o'clock?
Yeah.
Okay. So they may have been drinking. Well, actually, no. I think they were at the event.
They were at the event. So they got there probably just a little bit before. But we hung out for about 45 minutes after the event. So they were probably there for about an hour.
Okay. So they would already been consuming some alcohol.
Let's just say they were having a good time.
Yeah.
They were having a good time.
And they
time.
Shared their good time with us. But we always like meeting the Storage Wars fans. We're still on hiatus. So
we
don't know when they'll start running our episodes.
Of course, they're asking us all kinds of questions. And we're currently
personal questions. They didn't need to know what our compensation was on the show. I mean, I wouldn't ask somebody. If I, every celebrity we've met, we've never said, hey, what do you make for that?
Yeah.
What do you get for that? That was kind of overboard, I thought.
Yeah.
And at that point, I wanted to move on.
That's what I'm saying. Where it seems like they were almost blinded that we had other people around us, and it was like they were only talking to us, and they didn't realize that we were with a group of people.
Yeah. You know? I don't know. Currently Storage Wars is on hiatus, and once we know when it comes back on, you all will be the first to know about it. In the meantime, if you need your daily dose of the Harris Brothers, you can always go to www.firstrun.tv. Again, Channel 2, the Harris Brothers Wonderful World of WoW, right?
That's it. That's it. Busy week for us again. Like I said, we have lunch with someone tomorrow. We have a meeting tomorrow.
Someone tomorrow. Like how you say that. We have lunch with somebody tomorrow. Yeah, a business associate of ours.
And then we have the Prestige. That's what's actually called Prestige Air. That event to attend
Prestige
on Thursday night.
Worldwide.
Sundance. Oh, next week is that chef dinner we were invited to as well.
Oh.
Plus there's something else going on also. Tough to keep track of all the stuff that's going on, but lots of stuff.
Facebook.com/WOW Creations. We're always looking to make new friends on Facebook. I don't know how many we got, but
we just made 20 of them or 12 of them today, 20 of them yesterday. I think 30 since the pageant.
Wow, that's always good.
Yeah.
And people still tweet, I guess, right?
We do all the time, even though
Twitter.com/WOW Hollywood. So if you want to follow us on Twitter, that's where you're going to go. What else?
Instagram.
Do you know what the sign on or nope, what the tag is for that?
I just do it, but I know you.
No, I don't know what the tag is.
Oh, I don't know.
I know what the tag is for. Maybe our son Blake will find out and he could get it to us. But you could go Facebook, Instagram, LinkedIn, Twitter, MySpace, WOWCreationsMedia.com. Email address is WOWCreationsMedia@gmail.com, WOWCreationsMedia@yahoo.com. That's our email address. If you want to get a hold of us and get your brand promoted in
the wonderful world of WOW
on www.firstrun.tv.
And I think we're going to be filming another episode in a couple weeks.
It takes a while. I mean, it's almost like you're making War and Peace. And by the way, if you haven't seen War and Peace, it just started last night on A&E Lifetime History and other channel, right?
I think there's only three of them. On the plane last night, and, you know, for a six-hour flight, this was good very entertaining. A lot better than I had thought.
Yeah, so there's three more episodes. It's a four-week run on War and Peace, Leo Tolstoy's War and Peace. So, again, we thank our listeners from around the globe for listening to the Harris Brothers on the Tastemakers here on www.latalkradio.com, where you can go to the website and listen to the show anytime you want, 24/7, 360 on your laptop, desktop, iPad,
tablet.
Android, tablet, anywhere. So, yep. you know, if you're in an airport waiting for a flight or something, you can listen to the show, or you can watch our show, firstruntv.com, with the Harris Brothers World of WOW. So enjoy life. It's very short. You know, we lost a few celebrities in this last week. It's an unfortunate, but it's a way of life.
Make every day count.
Live every day like it's going to be your last, because one of these days you're going to be right. As Jimmy Buffett says, eat something good, drink something good. And you know what? Life is short.
And what
Don't
does
let
Pitbull
somebody
say,
get
Mark?
To you. Just
what
enjoy.
What does Pitbull say? Every
Pitbull
day above the ground is a good day.
Every day above ground is a good day. So
Rock
from the Harris
roll.
Brothers, until next time. Later.
You're listening to Mark and Matt Harris, the Tastemakers, right here on LA Talk Radio.